Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Anime Nerd. And today I'm doing a podcast a little bit different, though. I'm not talking about no anime or Korean television show. I am doing a review on a movie. And the movie that I'm doing a review on is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Now, I'm just going to give y'all some stats that I do, and then I'll give you my overall thoughts on it. That's kind of how the structure I do. I'm really not into like movie reviews like that. I'd be meaning to do them, but then sometimes it just takes so long. But this time, I really feel like I have to do it just because I'm a huge Godzilla fan. I went to see Godzilla Minus One. And I don't know if you guys seen my review on that, but I love that movie. Like, that made me a fan of Japanese Godzilla movies. Not saying I didn't like any of the Godzilla movies before. They were decent, but that one was a work of art. It almost made me forget that I'm watching it in like Japanese and not English. So it was crazy to hear it. And then when I realized, I'm like, dang, hold up. That movie made you feel some type of way. So now, of course, leading up to the anticipation of the American Godzilla, and everybody who knows American Godzilla is totally different than the Japanese Godzilla, okay? Because Japanese Godzilla, depending on what era he's in, he can be a menace or a hero. And then kind of sort of with the American one, if you remember like the old 2001, the one that didn't look like Godzilla but looked like a raptor. And I'm going to admit, as a kid, I did like it. But now as an adult, I'm like, bro, this movie is god-awful. And, you know, it was just, I was innocent. Dinosaur, I thought it was cool. So, of course, I didn't think nothing of it, but now that I am an adult, I understand why that movie has so much hate. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. Let's do with the opening day. So it is said here, and where I'm getting my information from, that the Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire had earned a $8 million opening on Thursday. And that's only on Thursday, you guys. Okay, so it's an entertainment news website deadline report on Friday that Godzilla vs. Kong film sequel, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, earned approximately $800 million US dollars during the preview screening that began at 3 p.m. local time and on Thursday in roughly 3,400 locations in the United States. This earning will mark the second best preview of the MonsterVerse movie, as 2014 Godzilla earned $9.3 million in preview screening. Which I didn't know that the original one that started the MonsterVerse got a 9.3. But it makes sense though, because Godzilla is like, I think people yearn for a good Godzilla. Now, this being the second, still not bad, but you know, it's still pretty good. Deadline noted that earlier this week, experts project the film to earn $50 million in its opening weekend. So remember that number, $50 million per this opening weekend. The film will open in the United States on Friday, 2 weeks earlier than its previews planned April 12th. The April 12th release was itself a delay from its original on March 15th. The film will play in 3,850 theaters on Friday. And okay, so anyway. Now we're going to jump into, since the weekend has passed, into now what the film possibly has made since then. So now, all right, as I wait for my little screen to load with the information, and of course it doesn't want to cooperate with me. Get out of here, bro. Today is not the day for you to do that. Alrighty. So, alrighty. Let me just reopen it back up. Alrighty, Godzilla X Kong. Why do everything seem like it don't want to work today? Interesting. So, now that my iPad decided it just wanted to take a crap on me and not cooperate with me, I'm gonna have to rely on good old cell phone earnings. So for this week, Godzilla X Kong has earned It said it officially the third highest grossing film of 2024 with a global weekend opening of $194 million. That is not bad at all, you know, especially with the $8 million. I agree with it. Let me see what it's trying to say. Okay, so it's a Variety reports that Warner Bros. And Legendary Entertainment title opened with $80 million in North America with an additional $114 USD for 64 overseas markets against $135 million USD production budget. The new Empire is projected to surpass Godzilla vs. Kong with $474 million. So it's still on its way. This is only the first week, and it's already at 114. It's about to make its money back. So it's good to see that it's going to make its money back and everything like that. I thought it was a great film, personally. I do enjoy good Godzilla and Kong. I'm more team Godzilla than Kong. So I just, yeah. Anytime I see a Godzilla movie, I'm running to it. King Kong movie, not so much. I feel like once you've seen his story, there's really nothing more to add to King Kong. Whereas Godzilla, you can keep adding on more and more. Now, I'm pretty sure you can add some more stuff to King Kong, but Godzilla is a much more interesting creature than King Kong. He's just a giant ape. Godzilla is a giant reptile of what nature? I forgot. What was it? Iguana? Something. I don't know. Komodo dragon? I don't know. Nobody really knows. But it's Godzilla, you know? So, anyway. I wanted to see, like, what's the rating on Godzilla. And so now I'm getting my information for Rotten Tomatoes. And a lot of you guys know Rotten Tomato, the movie critic. You can't really trust the movie critics because not all of them. There are some good ones, but a majority of them, obviously, if they doesn't follow any ideal of wokeism, they're going to bomb it. So, anyway, so the tomato meter have it at 54% with the little green puke sign. But this is where I feel like it's the most important. It's what the audience rated. Because everybody knows if the audience like it, then of course I would rather know what the audience think of it than what some movie snob, I guess, think of it. So let's see. Once I click on it, I want to see what the critics are saying. So one of the top critics said, as much fun as it was to watch Titan fight, at some point you get to like, what's the point of this? I guess so. Another person said, from a radioactive roar in 2014, the automatic terrible breath in 2024, the multiverse is getting long in that decaying toot. Yeah, I guess. That's what he thinks. She wrote, Godzilla and Kong is the empty room of popcorn plate. While not providing much in the way of character depth or storyline, it make up for its entertaining action and dumb yet fun fighting sequence. I don't understand the review. So I guess a 3.5, she wrote it. The other guy wrote it, gave it an original score of C. One guy had a C+. She gave it a 2. Now I wouldn't say it's a 2. I mean, nobody really goes to Godzilla movies for character depth and truthfully, a truly in-depth storyline. You're just there to see big monster fights, and you get that. Because let's be real, the weakest part of the movies are sometimes the cast. I'm not saying the cast was weak. It's just nobody really cares about the cast story. But let's be real, you can't have a monster movie with no human cast because there's nothing to follow on. There's no dialogue. You'll just be like wondering what's going on. So obviously, it's like I don't go to Godzilla movies or King Kong movie for the humans. Although -1, I feel like I'm vouching for -1, had a great human story and make you feel things that you would never feel. So if you haven't seen that one, I would recommend that one. But yeah, so that's what the critic's score is. Now for the audience score. So it's true. He said, plots make zero sense, but we get to see Titan one after another. By the way, Team Titan is Gorgia all the way. Somebody said, so that was amazing. Dang, Mothra came back. Shimo appeared, and dang, I just saw it on March 31st, and I want it on TV and Prime Video now. The storyline was very good, but typical. The special effects were incredible, as I thought. I said, absolutely loved the movie. They did a great job at not spoiling the movie with the trailers, which I thought they did. Because I ain't gonna lie, there was a couple of times like, why is Godzilla and Kong running? And when you watch the movie, it makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Now, I kind of wanted to compare the movie and see what it was scored when Godzilla vs. Kong came out in 2021. So Rotten Tomato gave Godzilla vs. Kong 76 and the audience score a 91. So this movie, technically, as of right now, is doing better than Godzilla vs. Kong. And I do like the team up of it, but I think this movie doesn't have the same hype to me as Godzilla vs. Kong, because everybody wanted to see those two go at it. Whereas this movie, you have Godzilla and Kong teaming up, which is still a great team up. It was great. A lot of kaiju fighting. I do enjoy that. So it's a 50-50 for me. It's really hard for me to choose one over the other. I do like pinked up, power up, beefed up Godzilla. But Godzilla versus Kong was nothing to sleep around with either. That was like a battle and an age-old argument. That still is going to be an age-old argument overall. But that's what I read from the reviews. Now, my overall personal experience with it is it's a great popcorn flick. Now, like I said earlier, you're not there to pretty much watch the movie for any in-depth story to feel anything. You're just there to watch two monsters fight other monsters and enjoy, or watch them beat the crap out of each other if you get a chance to see that part. For the most part, I overall liked it. I thought the story was decent. I do sometimes it felt like some of the jokes were a little cliche and wasn't that too funny. But obviously it's not really meant to be too funny, but it is what it is. I did enjoy it. It kept me engaged most of the time. For the most part, my eyes was glued on the TV. Seeing Godzilla and King Kong do certain moves and stuff was fun. It's always exciting to watch Godzilla fight, and it's always exciting to watch King Kong fight. That little monkey is a menace. Hey, you guys will know when you see it, or a gorilla, whatever he is. He's a little menace, but then you end up growing to liking him more. So watch the movie, and you'll understand the main enemy. He was pretty good, I thought. Buddy wasn't playing no game, but obviously that's because he's much more older than Kong and a little bit more experienced. So, of course, Buddy can do whatever he wants, pretty much. But you had to love watching that fight scene and everything like that. Explain why Kong had like a gauntlet on his hand and everything like that. Everything made sense that what we saw in the trailer and you was confused of, then you start to understand why those things happening, especially the part with King Kong and Godzilla running. It makes perfectly good sense, and I love that sequence because they, to me, it just showed like they was on go mode pretty much. And I love whoever did the trailer. They did a great job confusing us, making us think that you know, they're running and stuff like that. So they did a good job overall. Overall, if I had to give the rating to this movie, I'm going to give it a solid, let's see. I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10. Like I said, it's not the best like Godzilla movie. I'm going to give that to -1 until somebody can top -1. But this one is a good 8.5 out of 10. I'm not going to drop it down to no 7. Definitely don't deserve that. It could be a 7.5 depending on who's looking at it. But for me, it's an 8.5 out of 10. It did what it's supposed to do. It got butts into seats. It was making some money. It's going to surpass that when it's released over in other countries. I believe it's going to see a significant amount of money coming in. And I do believe overall it will pass the Godzilla vs. Kong at from 474 now that people can go to theaters for real and watch it. So definitely be on the lookout on that. I definitely would recommend watching it. And pretty much that's it for this podcast. I just wanted to talk about Godzilla and Kong, the new empire, and what my thoughts on it. If you guys watch it, definitely let me know. Go ahead and send me response, email me, let me know something, drop a like on this, and also recommend a friend and tell me what you want me to cover on next, okay? And for those of you guys who are watching it on YouTube, sorry this time I didn't do the video thing. Like I said, I need a haircut, so you guys ain't gonna catch your boys looking kind of rough right now. But I will be doing the video and stuff like that now that I got everything that I need pretty much. And, you know, be on the lookout for my Stellar Blade gameplay, because I am definitely going to be recording that, because I played the demo and mwah, that thing is beautiful. Anyway, until next time, as always, it's been fun. Take it easy. Peace.